Order, order.
As expected, the opposition had questions about the resignation of Women's Affairs Minister Pansy Wong. Prime Minister John Key scoring a knockout with this answer in defence of his Chief Press Secretary, Kevin Taylor.
Mr Speaker, I think Mr Taylor could have potentially in hindsight used or chosen his words more wisely, but the thing I'm relieved about is that he didn't use his fists.
Order. Playing to National's backbenchers, Mr Key was responding to questions from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
Does he stand by the statement of his spokesperson, Kevin Taylor, calling Pete Hodgson, I abbreviate, a F-wit, for questioning the legitimacy of Pansy Wong's travel and business affairs?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Hodgson didn't question the travel.
So, in that case,
is he suggesting that if the public want transparency around his minister's misuse of taxpayers' funds, they depend on the right questions being asked rather than his minister's honesty?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Yes, but I regret using the I know my mother brought me up better than that.
There were other questions from Pete Hodgson who had also applied to the Speaker for an urgent debate.
I have received a letter from the Honourable Pete Hodgson seeking to debate under Standing Order 380 the resignation of the Minister for Ethnic Affairs and Women's Affairs, the Honourable Pansy Wong. This is a particular case of recent occurrence involving ministerial responsibility.
But responsibility for parliamentary travel lay with the Speaker.
The issues that led to Mrs Wong's resignation are not ones to which ministerial responsibility attaches. Parliamentary travel entitlements are funded through parliamentary service and administered by the parliamentary service. It is the Speaker who must answer for them. Furthermore, there is a parliamentary service investigation underway. This needs to run its course.
While the Speaker declined the request for a snap debate, he was obliged to put this request from Greens co-leader Materia Toure to the House.
I seek leave to move a motion without notice or debate to call on the Speaker to establish an independent body to review and determine MPs' expenses and allowances.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is objection.
The objection came from the Government's Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
In declining that leave motion, it simply recognises that all party leaders have so far expressed confidence in your ability to move this issue forward, and I think that's where it should most appropriately be left.
As well as opposition interest in Pansy Wong's resignation, there are also many questions inspired one way or another by the Mana by-election on Saturday. Rhys Lyon reports that among them was this question about a local motorway for Transport Minister Stephen Joyce from Green MP Gareth Hughes.
Why won't the Minister admit that delaying the route announcement till after the Mana by-election is because the Minister has learnt the lesson from the Mount Albert by-election that it's not a good look to be bowling people's homes before asking them to vote for you?
Mr Joyce said the delay had nothing to do with the by-election. Meanwhile, Labour's early childhood spokeswoman, Sue Moroney, questioned the Education Minister about a mana mother facing increased childcare fees.
And because of government funding cuts, now faces an additional $100 a week just so her children can have a good start to their education.
Tony Ryle answered that question on behalf of the Minister.
We are putting an extra $107 million into early childhood education subsidies this year and have also set aside $91 million to improve the participation rate.
Also, the Mana candidate for the National Party, Hekia Parata, asked Climate Change Minister Nick Smith about the country's emissions trading scheme.
There is a number of significant forestry areas in the area of Mana, and our very capable candidate, Hekia Parata, has discussed with me the encouragement that's going on in forestry, and seeing new trees being planted in that electorate is something that I think most members of this parliament would welcome.
Earlier, opposition leader Phil Gough asked the Prime Minister about doctors' fees in Mana, getting this response from Mr Key.
Frankly, with about 4 days to go, 5 days to go, I'm not surprised Phil Gough sat to wait in, because quite frankly, the people in Mana, all they know is they know Chris Farfoy's done a pretty hopeless job, albeit he's had 10,000 billboards out there.
Prime Minister John Key ending that report from Rhys Lyon. Question time was followed by a conclusion of the third reading of the Governor-General Bill, with the last speaker, National's Kanwaljit Singh Bakshi, causing Labour's Trevor Mallard to complain of double deja vu.
Overall, this bill represents
Mr. Speaker, I think we have a problem similar to what we had the other day. I think the member is now reading out the minister's speech on this bill.
But the speaker allowed Mr. Bakshi to finish.
Overall, the bill represents a big step forward. I commend this bill to the House on its third reading.
The bill was passed without division. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.